非常欢迎，也很高兴今天晚上大家依然来这边聚集，参加今天晚上福音的聚会。
We're very glad that everyone could gather here again tonight to attend this evangelical service.
今天是我们第三晚的这个福音的聚会。
This is our third evening of the gospel night.
第一晚我们谈到主耶稣说到我这里来。
The first night we talk about Jesus said to come to me.
到主耶稣这里来就可以得到永生。
If you come to Jesus, you shall receive eternal life.
可以得到生命的平安。
You can receive peace of life.
第二天晚上就是昨天我们谈到得救的教会。
The second evening we talk about the church that saves.
既然要到主这边来，那我们要去哪里找主耶稣呢？
If you want to come to the Lord, then where should we find the Lord?
你当然要找到一间得救的教会。
Of course, you have to find a church that saves.
因为根据主耶稣的见证，不是每间教会都是可以得救的。
Because according to the Lord's own testimony, not every church will save.
那这两天我们在讲这些神的福音的时候，我们都根据这一本书啦。
In the last two evenings, we've been talking based on this book.
这本书叫做圣经。
This book is called the Bible.
或许你会认为说，传道，你用的都是 你用的都是圣经啊。
Perhaps you may say, Pastor, you're only referring to the Bible.
那这本圣经到底是什么书啊？
What exactly is this book?
这本圣经真的讲的都是事实吗？
Is everything written in this book true?
那这本圣经里面到底都在讲什么啊？
What is in the content of the book?
基本上一个要来信耶稣的人
，For everyone who wants to believe in Jesus，
要来就近耶稣的人
，Anybody who wants to come close to him，
有一个事情是必须要知道的
，There's one thing you must know，
就是圣经是什么书
，That is what is this book， Bible，
圣经到底在讲什么
？What is the Bible？
它的主题是什么
？What is the theme？
我们为什么可以相信它
？What makes it so sure that we could believe in it？
圣经哈很简单，分成旧约跟新约。
The Bible is actually very easy. It's divided into the New and the Old Testament.
在主耶稣降生之前就是旧约，主耶稣降生之后就是新约。
Before Jesus' birth is the Old Testament. After his birth is the New Testament.
这本圣经呢是犹太教跟基督教的圣典。
This is also the holy scripture for the Judaism as well as Christian.
它是一本世界上目前被翻译成不同文字最多的一本书。
It is the most translated book in the world.
在2003年的时候。
In year 2003,
小弟有去给他查资料了
哈。I looked this up.
2003年的时候已经有2355种版本。
I did some research and
应该说2355种语言啊，不是版本，语言。
There, I discovered that the Bible has been translated into over 2,300 different languages.
它也是世界上最畅销的一本书。
It is also the most popular and most popular book in the world.
有人说它是一本历史书。
Some people say it's only a historical book.
因为这里面讲了很多的历史。
Because it does record many history.
那有人说它是一本劝善的书。
Some people say that it's a charitable book.
你看这本书你就是要让你成为好人啊。
It teaches you how to do good.
对，的确这里有一部分是这样。圣经里面有一部分就是要让我们做好人。
Yes, indeed, the Bible does teach us how to do good.
那有人说了，这本书是一本小说。
Some people say this is nothing but a novel.
所以有人看圣经好像在看小说一样。
So people read this book. Some people read this book as if they're reading any other novel.
在台湾我曾经辅导过一个团契。
I have once counseled a fellowship in Taiwan.
那里面有学生他是英文系的。
And there are some students who study English.
他们老师叫他们要念圣经。
And the teacher instruct them to read the Bible.
我问说你们老师是你们教授是不是基督徒
？So I ask him, is your professor a Christian?
他说没有，我们教授不是基督徒。
He tells me, no, my professor isn't a Christian.
不过他说这本圣经是一本非常好的文学作品。
But he says that this is a great literature book.
我还听人家说我听过的就是说这本圣经是一本侵略的工具书。侵略就是打仗。
Some people even say that this is a strategic book for war.
哇，里面有很多讲到的都战争的事情。
It talks about how you could, the different tactics to fight war.
每一个人在看这本圣经就好像瞎子在摸象一样
It's like many people trying to feel the big elephant.
不过曾经有一个非洲的王子他去这个英国访问。
Once there's a prince from Africa who visited the UK.
他问维多利亚王说，为什么英国可以这么伟大？他的秘诀是什么
？And he asked Queen Victoria what makes the United Kingdom such a great nation.
这个维多利亚跟他讲。
Victoria answered,
他就走走走走到桌子旁边。 他就走到桌子旁边。
She went to next to a table.
这个桌子上啊，有一本圣经。
And on this table is a Bible.
啊，维多利亚跟他讲说，我们国家为什么会这么样的伟大，是因为这本书了。
Victoria said to him, the reason why this is a great kingdom is because of this book, the Bible.
啊，这本书啊，被很多人所推崇。被很多人所喜欢。
Many people are fond of this book.
这本圣经也改变世界。
This book has also changed the world.
我们今天都是在美国。
We all live in America today.
当初林肯总统他在解放黑奴的时候。
When Lincoln, President Lincoln tried to free the slaves.
解放黑奴的这个信条就是从圣经里面出来的。
The basic principles of emancipation is coming from the Bible.
我们看弥迦书。
Let's turn to Micah.
弥迦书第三第六章第八节
，Micah chapter 6 verse 8，
第六章第八节
，Micah chapter 6 verse 8。
世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。那个时候啊，那个林肯那个时代的政治家，
the politicians during President Lincoln's time，
啊，包括林肯。
Including Lincoln himself.
他们读到弥迦书第六章第八节。
When they read this scripture, Micah chapter 6 verse 8,
圣经告诉他们。
The Bible instructs them.
神已经叫指示你怎么叫做善。
God has already taught you what is good.
他所要的是什么呢?
And what does he, the Lord, require of you?
就是行公义。
To do justly.
好怜悯。
To love mercy.
存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And to walk humbly with your God.
因为这样而改变了那个时候的世界。
Because of this scripture, it changed the world.
当然这本圣经的伟大不只是只有这样而已。
Of course, this is not the end of how great this book is.
有些人啊，把这本书当成辟邪的工具。
Some people even use this book as a talisman.
有一次啊，因为我以前我在读书的时候，我在学校宿舍我都会读圣经。
When I was a student, I studied the Bible in the dorms.
啊，所以他们都叫我耶稣。
So they call me Jesus.
我不是耶稣哦。
I am not
他们叫我耶稣，不是我是耶稣哈。
My friends call me Jesus, but I am not Jesus.
我常常跟他们传福音。
But I often preach the gospel to them.
他们都说好了好了，有机会我们会来听的，有机会我们会来听。
They try to be nice, will say, all right, we'll come to your church one day.
有一天啊，有一个同学来找我。
One day, one of my classmates came and told me,
志姐，请问一下好，你什么时候圣经读完了？
When did you finish reading the Bible?
我说啊，大概十分钟就读完了，在十分钟就读完了。
He said, how much longer are you going to read the Bible? I said, 10 more minutes, I'll be done.
他说你的圣经可以借我吗？
He said, can I borrow your Bible when you're done?
你知道我多高兴吗？
Do you know how happy I was?
你要圣经啊？
I said, you want the Bible?
我需要圣经。
He said, sure, I need a Bible.
我说好，我借你。
He said, sure, you could borrow my copy.
读圣经可以得到很多很多的好处的。
There's a lot of good things you could get out of reading the Bible.
想不到五分钟后另外一个同学又来了。
5 minutes later, another classmate came.
黄志杰，你请问一下，你圣经什么时候读完？
Mr. Huang, when are you going to be done with your Bible?
我说大概在五分钟吧。
I said, about 5 more minutes.
你的圣经可不可以借我？
Can I borrow your Bible?
哇，这本圣经还蛮抢手的。我就问他说，你这样，你真的要圣经，可是我已经被人家借去了呢。
I told him, well, someone had already asked for my Bible earlier.
他说，那明天借我。他说明天借我。
He said, well, can I borrow it tomorrow?
我说好，明天借你。
Sure, fine.
没几分钟又一个人来了。
A few minutes later, yet another person came.
我说你要来借圣经，对不对？
I said, are you here to borrow my Bible too? He said, how do you know?
我说已经有两个人来借了。
I said, because there's two people ahead of you.
我说你要先跟我讲你为什么要借。
Well, tell me first why you want to borrow my Bible.
你不告诉我。
If you don't tell me, then I'm not going to lend it to you.
你不知道你是拿去干什么啊？
What are you going to do with my Bible anyway?
他说你不知道吗？
Don't you know?
哎呀，黄志杰，那你真的太糟糕了。我们最近我们宿舍闹鬼啊。
Did you not know that the dorm is haunted these days?
我说闹鬼跟圣经有什么关系？
I said, well, what does that have to anything to do with my Bible?
你每天在读圣经，你是读到背后去的，他告诉他下边的人，读到你读圣经读到不知道圣经的作用吗？
He said, well, don't you know what Bible is good for? You read it every day.
我说愿闻其详啊，到底它有什么作用啊？
I said, please enlighten me. What does it do?
好吧，我说的啦，我说哈，你告诉我一下。
I say, please enlighten me.
他说啊，这本书多好啊。
He said, this is a great book, I tell you.
现在在闹鬼，对不对？
the house is haunted,
我就把这本圣经啊放在我的枕头下面。
All I have to do is put this Bible been under my pillow.
魔鬼就不敢来了。
Then the devil will not come near me.
我说我圣经读的已经那时候也是读了十几年，我从来不知道圣经还有这个功能。
I said I've been reading the Bible for over a decade. I never knew that it has this function.
我说我都不要借你们了。
I said I'm not lending it to anybody.
我这本圣经没有这个弄，不没有这个好处的。
My Bible does not function that way.
圣经没有办法辟邪啦。
The Bible is no talisman.
你再放50本圣经在你身上也没有用啊。
You could put 50 Bibles next to your body, it ain't gonna help you that way.
那圣经到底是什么书啦？
So exactly what is this book?
其实每本书都有主题啦。
Actually, every book there's a theme.
比如说你到那个书店去买书的时候，
If you go to a bookstore and purchase a book.
如果说你要学如何烹饪。
If you want to learn how to cook,
你都要去要买那个烹饪的书嘛。
You'll buy some cooking books.
你要学习有关地理的。
If you want to study geography,
你就要去买地理的书嘛。
You have to buy books of that subject.
你不可能去买一本地理的书。
You won't buy a geography book.
那你一面翻一面骂。
And
一面看一面骂。
And be angry while you're reading.
怎么连一个番茄炒蛋也没有写
？How come he doesn't give me the recipe to cook this Chinese dish？
这本是地理书啊，对不起啊，这不是在教你番茄炒蛋啊。
I'm sorry, this is a geography book. It's not a recipe book.
你要去买那个烹饪书，他才会教你番茄炒蛋啊。
You have to buy the right cookbook to teach you how to cook dishes.
圣经是什么书？
What is the Bible?
你为什么要看圣经？
Why do you read the Bible?
圣经里面讲到的主题叫做救恩的计划书。
The theme of the Bible is the plan of salvation.
这本圣经这么大这么厚。
This is a very thick book.
就是在讲救恩。
But it talks about God's salvation.
那为什么人类，这边讲到人类为什么需要救恩？
Why do we need salvation?
那人类今天遇到的困境是什么？
What are some of our challenges in life today?
还有人类应该怎么解决这些困境？
And how do we resolve these problems?
那这些困境跟我们生命有直接的关系？
Well, these challenges are directly impacting our life.
这是为什么这本圣经这么畅销的原因？
This is the reason why this book is so popular.
因为这本圣经里面所写的跟我们的生命相关。
Because this book has a direct impact in our life.
你要得到生命的答案，你就要从这本书里面找。
If you want to find the answer to your life, then you have to look into this book.
所以这本圣经它的主题就是救恩。
So the theme of this book is salvation.
读这本圣经，你可以得到生命的拯救。
If you read this book, your life shall be saved.
所以这本圣经里面有记载的人类共同的历史。
So this book records the common ancestry of human history.
为什么它要记载人类共同历史？
Why does it record the common ancestry?
它告诉我们人类的由来。
Because it tells us the origin of man.
还有这个世界的由来。
And the origin of this world.
还有这个世界跟天上这位真神的关系。
It also tells us the relationship between this world and the God in heaven.
如果没有这本圣经，
without this book,
你把这个圣经丢掉。
If you throw away this book,
你没有看过圣经，
you've never read this book before,
你不会知道这本圣经跟神有，你不会知道人跟神有什么关系的。
You will not be clear about the relationship between man and God.
你也不会知道这个世界上怎么来。
You will not know the answer of where this world come from.
好，我们来看创世纪第一章第一节。
Let's turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
起初神创造天地，第二节。
Verse 2.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上，第三节。
3.
神说要有光，就有了光。这个地方讲到说这个宇宙是怎么来的？这个宇宙是怎么来的？
This passage tells us where the universe comes from.
一开始的时候，
in the beginning,
就是在这，神不只创造这个物质的世界，神来创造时间哦。
God did not only create this material world, He also created time.
在创世纪第一章第一节之前。
Before Genesis chapter 1 verse 1,
是没有时间概念的。
There is no such thing as time.
在一开始。
In the beginning,
神创造时间。
God created time.
那神也创造天地。
And then he created heavens and earth.
那第一天神就创造了光。
And on the first day he created light.
后来神就创造了空气。
Then he created air.
然后创造了陆地。
Then earth.
然后就创造了星星月亮太阳。 星星月亮太阳。
Then he created the stars, the sun and the moon.
然后创造了这个世界里面的一些鱼类。
Then he created the fish,
走兽,
the animals,
花草,
the plants,
最后创造我们人类。
Last but not least, he created man.
我们看第一章的第二十六节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 26.
神说，我们要照我们的形象， 按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。27节。
27.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。28节。
28.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。在最后，是整个宇宙都造好了，最后就造了人类。
After he created everything in this universe, then he created man.
那起初神造人是用他的形象造的。
In the beginning, God created man according to his own image.
神赐福给人类。
He blessed man.
而且人类被称为他的儿女。
And men were known as his children.
而且神，天上这位真神说，他创造我们，我们要生养众多，遍满这个整个的地球。
And in fact, God blessed them and said to them, they ought to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
而且人类要治理这个地球。
And in fact, man has will subdue the earth.
所以你没有看过，因为我曾经看过一些科学家说，猪很聪明。
I've heard some scientists say that pigs are actually very smart.
虽然猪很聪明，
even though pigs are smart.
可是你有看过人聚在一起在研究这个怎么样来拯救这个世界？你看到，你看，我们看过人及全世界的人啊，他选代表聚集在一起研究怎么样来治理这个世界。
You have seen people, smart people, getting together to learn how to manage and how to control this world.
猪虽然很聪明
，even though pigs are smart，
你从来没有看过猪扎搭什么什么匡塔斯啊，搭 China Airline 啊，然后到世界各地去开会啊，怎么要统治这个世界吧
？You'll never see pigs taking flights, different airlines to a convention to study how to manage the world.
为什么会这样？
Why not?
因为当初我们天上这位真神创造世界的时候，
Because in the beginning, when our God in heaven created the world,
这个地球是给人类的。
This earth was created for man.
你看到这段的记载，
When you read this passage here,
这记载是神启示人写下来的。
This scripture is God inspired.
你就知道说，哦，原来啊，人类包括整个宇宙，包括时间，都是天上这位真神他创造的。
You realize that God in heaven is the person who created man, created the whole world, and created the time.
或许你会这样想。
Perhaps you might think.
传道，如果人类是同一个宗了哈，从同一个祖宗了。
If all mankind came from one man,
那为什么今天会有这么多语言呢？
Why are there so many different languages?
对不对？你不会有这个疑问吗？
Wouldn't you have this question?
你如果这个疑问是正确的，
if you have this question, then you're thinking logically.
如果同一个祖宗，
if you have the same ancestor,
应该都讲同一种话，
you will speak the same language.
虽然有可能一些口语的上的稍微的误差，可是不会差那么多的。
Maybe there are some accents, but there won't be such a big difference.
可是为什么不一样？
How can we speak different languages?
圣经上就告诉我们，
the Bible gives us an answer.
为什么今天人类会有这么多不同的语言？
Why are there so many different languages in the world?
我们看创世纪第十一章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 11.
第十一章的第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
那时天下人的口音言语都是一样。第二节
，verse two，
他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就在那里。他们彼此商量说：“来吧，我们就做砖，把砖烧透了。”他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当脏灰泥。第四节
，verse three and four，
他们说：“来吧，我们要造一座城，一座塔，塔顶通天，我要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地。”原来我们的以前我们的祖宗的口音是完全一模一样的。
Actually, at one point our ancestors all share one language.
后来他们搬到一个地方叫做示拿平原。
And then they moved to a place called Shinar.
就是在今天的两河流域，伊拉克、伊朗一带。
This
应该是今天的伊拉克境内。
This is in the border of Iraq today.
然后他们就想要做一座塔。
And they wish to build a big tower.
今天我们称它为巴别塔。
Today we call that the Babel Tower, Tower of Babel.
他们为什么要建这个塔？
Why did they want to build that tower?
为了免得他们分散在全地。
Here it says that so that they will not be scattered across the face of the earth.
为了要宣扬他们的名。
In order for them to make a name for themselves.
这个神不高兴了。
God was displeased.
我们刚才读创世纪的时候有讲啊。
We read earlier in Genesis.
神说你们要生养众多，遍满地面。
God gave them a command to.Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
你现在不要分散。
And now they don't want to be scattered.
违反天上神的旨意。
They're going against God's commandment.
所以神就变乱他们的口音。
So God changed their languages.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工不造那城了。 第九节。
Nine.
因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。就是，实际上我们为什么称它巴别？是巴别就是变乱的意思。
Why do we call this the Tower of Babel? Because Babel itself means to confuse, to change.
本来人类只有一种语言的。
Originally, humans only have one language.
为什么今天有那么多语言?
Why are there so many languages today?
是神把它变乱。
Because God has confused them.
因为那时候人不按照神的旨意来做。
Because at that time, men did not go according to God's will.
其实这不是人类啊。第一次不按照神的旨意来做。
Actually, this is not the first time the men had gone against God's will.
圣经上告诉我们，我们为什么会死。
The Bible tells us why we would die, why we should die.
神创造人的时候，人不会死。
When God originally created men, they were to live forever.
神看一切都是好的。
God saw that everything was good.
所以在创世纪里面记载说，因为我们的祖宗亚当夏娃犯罪。
But Genesis said because our ancestor Adam and Eve sinned,
所以人会死。
That's why death came into this world.
圣经里面给我们解答人是从哪里来的。
The Bible tells us where man came from.
今天人为什么遇到这么大的苦难。
Why do we suffer so much today?
我们为什么要有这么大的压力。
Why do we have so much pressure?
这个是圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible gives us the answer.
我们为什么需要救恩。
Why do we need salvation?
所以创世纪一开始。
So even from the beginning of Genesis,
它就是在告诉我们为什么人类需要救恩。
It tells us why man needs salvation.
为什么人需要救恩又啊。人要得到救恩，一定要来找天上这位真神。
And why do we need to reach God in order to find salvation?
为什么不是去找希腊的神？为什么不去找印度的神？为什么不去找埃及的神？
Why do we not go to the God of the Greeks, of Egyptians, of the Indians?
为什么要找天上这位创造宇宙万物独一的真神？
Why do we have to go to this one God in heaven who created the heavens and the earth?
因为只有他可以解决。
Because he alone can solve our problem.
剩下的神明都是人后来设立的。
Because all the other gods were man-made.
他们没有办法解决这些问题啊。
They can't solve these problems.
全世界只有一位神可以解决。
There's only one God in this world who can solve these problems.
你如果看圣经，你才会知道。
If you read the Bible, then you'll know clearly.
原来是这么一回事。
This is how it works.
哦，当然它记载的历史很多了哈。
Of course, there's many history recorded here.
圣经里面所记载的历史都是人类是需要知道的。
All that is recorded in the Bible is necessary for us to understand.
啊，这些历史教导人跟神之间的关系。
Because this history teaches about our relationship with God.
啊，教导人跟神怎么互动。
It teaches how we should interact with God.
有人说哦，这个信仰啊，都是迷信的了。
Some people say all religion is superstition.
所以哦，所有的经书都是迷信。所有的经书都是迷信的。
All the scriptures are superstition.
迷信的人才会看圣经。
Only those who are superstitious will read the Bible.
其实说这句话的人是有问题的。
Actually, whoever made this kind of statement is faulty.
表示他根本不了解圣经。
Because he doesn't really understand the Bible.
什么叫做迷信?
What is superstition?
那什么叫做科学?
What is science?
科学就是有系统的知识嘛。
Science is a organized systematic body of knowledge.
它要符合我们的逻辑，可以了解的。
It must be logical, something that's understandable.
而且不违反我们所知道的。
And it does not go against our rationale.
其实我们要知道，这本圣经总共有66卷。
We must remember there are 66 books in this Bible.
啊，从创世纪一直到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
创世纪是在公元前1500年左右所写成的。
Genesis was written about 1500 BC.
那这个启示录是在公元100年写成的。
Revelation was completed around 100 AD.
也就是说从第一卷到最后一卷差了1600年。
So there's approximately 1600 years between the first and the last book.
这里面的作者超过40个以上。
And there are over 40 authors who wrote the Bible.
可是你发现很奇怪哦。
But you will find it very interesting.
这些人有不同的背景。
These people have different background.
他们讲不同的语言。
They speak different language.
那他们住在不同的地方。
They live in different places.
那他们有不同的文化。
They share different culture.
结果他们所讲的内容都是一致的。
But yet, they have a common theme.
好像一个人写的。
As if one person wrote this book.
为什么会这样？
Why?
因为圣经是神所默示的。
Because the Bible is inspired by God.
我们看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
And verse 17.
这个地方告诉我们说，圣经是神所默示的。
Here says the Bible, the Scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
我们刚才所算的是很简单的算法。
We
did it. 1600年，那是很算很简单的算法。
The 1600 years that we've calculated is a very simple calculation.
如果你真正的去把它算了。
If you study carefully,
圣经里面有一卷书叫做约伯记。
If you count carefully, there's a book in the Bible called the Book of Job.
约伯记的历史，约伯记的时代是在族长时期。族长时期。
The Book of Job was written in the patriarch's age.
也就是说他的年代应该是跟亚伯拉罕的年代是一样的。
In other words, it was written around the time of Abraham.
也就是说比摩西那个年代早500年。
It's about 500 years before Moses.
所以说如果这样子的话。
So,
如果说这样算是对的话。
If that is accurate counting,
那就是圣经里面最早的最早完成写完的那卷书并不是创世纪而是约伯记的。
The first book that's completed in the written in the Bible was actually the book of Job, not Genesis.
那是在公元前2000年写的。
And that's approximately 2000 years BC.
这样就要差2100年。
So there's a total of 2100 years between the first and the last book.
2100年。
2100 years.
40几个以上的作者。
40 plus authors.
就他们所讲的方向都是一样的。
Yet they all have the same direction.
今天如果说我们将所有的人来，我们将来分开在不同的地方。
Today, if we were to separate the people in this room,
我们都住在美国嘛。
We all live in America.
我们都用同一种文化，我们都享受同，我们都在使用同一种文化。
We all use the same language.
好，文化。
The same culture.
那我们讲同一种语言。
We speak the same language.
那我跟你讲，你们现在去写作文。
And I said, go ahead, everybody write an essay.
那我给你一个题目。
I'll give you a topic.
你写出来的东西一定不会一样的。
I bet you we all come up with different things.
因为每个人的他的想法。
Because we all have our own thinking.
他的成长经历。
We all have different upbringing.
他的价值观。
With different values.
他的未来目标。
And different future goals.
都不一样的。
We're all different.
他写出来的东西不会一样的。
Therefore, our essays won't be the same.
为什么是一样呢？
But why do these people write the same thing?
因为他是从神启示来的。
Because they were inspired by God.
所以他是你可以从创世纪看到启示录。
So you could read from the book of Genesis to Revelation.
好像是一个人写的。
As if one person wrote the book.
还有在圣经里面写的很多东西哦。
There are many very interesting recordings in the Bible.
非常的奇妙哦。
They're very mysterious.
我们看这个约伯记二十六章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 26.
约伯记二十六章
，Job chapter 26，
二十六章第七节
，verse 7，
神将北极铺在空中，将大地悬在虚空。我们看这边就好。这个地方讲到说，神将北极铺在空中。
Here it says God stretches out the north over empty space。
约伯记离我们现在四千年。
The book of Job was written 4,000 years ago。
四千年前呢？
4,000 years ago.
哪什么北极南极？
There's no such thing as a North Pole. 那不是
现在科学上正认定的吗？
This is something that science has now proven.
四千年前早就写了。
But 4,000 years ago, it was already written.
约伯是天文学家。
Was Job an astronomer?
他不是啊。
No, he wasn't.
是神启示他的。
But God inspired him.
他说大地是悬在虚空中的。
And here he says, the earth is hung on nothing.
这个很不简单啊。
This is amazing.
在近代的文化的这个历史文化里面，在近代历史文化里面
，even in modern history,
啊，中国在啊，中国算是可以占一席之地啊。
The Chinese have taken a great place.
可是哦，中国到了明朝时期
，but even until the Ming Dynasty,
他们还是认为说，我们的地下面有一只牛。
The Chinese people still firmly believe that underneath the earth is a great oxen.
事实上，几十年前人是还是很多人这样相信嘛。
It's not all that long ago people still believe that.
那不是只有中国。
Not only in China.
很多世界上有很早的文明，他们有不同的说法。
There are many ancient cultures who have different explanations about the earth.
可是最符合现在我们所认知的。
But the one that is closest to today's scientific understanding,
大地是悬在虚空中。
The earth being hung in space.
约伯怎么知道？
How did Job know about that?
地球是悬在虚空中的。
Yes, indeed. Today we know that the earth is suspended in space.
谁告诉他的？
Who told Job?
那个时候什么科学仪器可以知道吗？
At that time, there's no scientific equipment.
不知道。那为什么他可以知道？
But how could he know?
神创造这个世界。
God created this world.
这个世界是神创造的。
This world is created by God.
神可以启示人知道。
He could inspire and tell people.
不一定是需要那个 任何的仪器的。
He does not need any scientific equipment.
我们看创以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫。他铺张穹苍如幔子，展开诸天如可住的帐篷。这个地方讲到神坐在地球大圈之上。
Here it says that God sits above the circle of the earth.
大圈就是圆的。
Circle is round.
那是，可是哦，你如果去看他们本来记载那个字叫做 cougar. 哎 ，cougar 就是球。
It means a ball.
到1475年到摩尔尼克的时候才证明地球是圆的嘛，哈。
It wasn't only until 1475 what did
us Monica, huh?
Did us Monic?
Monica.
Discover that the earth is actually a sphere.
这是历史上的记载。
This is a historical recording.
可是以赛亚先知讲这段话的是公元前700年。
But Isaiah wrote this this book over 700 BC.
公元前700年他说地球是圆的而且像球形。
Over 700 BC, Isaiah already wrote that the earth is like a sphere, like a ball.
人类用科学在1475年才发现原来这是真的。
But through science, only 1400 AD did men truly believe that the earth is round.
你说圣经不是不符合科学。
The Bible, how can you say Bible is not scientific?
我不能理解。
I can't understand that.
圣经的确有很多记载，现在科学是没有办法解释的。
Yes, indeed, there are some recordings in the Bible that cannot bebe proven using science.
可是不代表它是错的。
But it doesn't mean it's wrong.
比如说，耶稣走海面。
For example, it says Jesus walked on water.
耶稣走海面，你怎么解释？
How can you explain that with science?
你就这样走过去，你怎么解释？
How do you explain that?
还有，圣经有记载，有三个人曾经在火里面这样走。
The Bible also says that there are three people who walked in a furnace.
在火里面走。
Walked inside a fire.
为什么不会死？
How come they didn't die?
你怎么解释？
How do you explain that?
科学没有办法解释。
Science can't explain it.
为什么可以这样？到今天都没有办法解释。
How is it possible? There's still no explanation today.
你说啊，那个都是传说。
You may say, well, those are fairy tales.
其实这些事情到今天都还在发生。
But these type of things still happen today.
可是科学没有办法解释而已。
But science simply cannot explain it.
我讲我自己的例子。
I'll tell you my own story.
小时候比较调皮嘛，对不对？比较调皮哈。
I was a naughty boy when I was young.
那下台风天啊，我们就偷偷跑出去玩。
During the tornadoes or the storms, we would go out and play.
那我们家旁边有一个很大的排水沟。
There's a big river next to my house.
宽度大概从墙壁到这椅子这边。
It's as wide as from the wall to this side of the pew.
哦，那深度当然就是很深啊。
Of course, it's very deep.
那台风天嘛。And、那个水涨起来了。
During the great storm, the water has risen.
你根本不知道哪里是路，哪里是水，都不知道，要水很冲很大啊。
It was difficult for us to tell where the road begins and where it ends.
啊，我们就牵在那边，在那边玩。
So we were all playing with our playmates.
结果根本不知道说那边是河啊，那边是大排水沟啊。
We didn't know that the river was next to us.
我就一脚砰就下去了。
So I stepped right into the water.
水流很急啊。
And the water was gushing really quickly.
我的感觉是水一直冲过来，一直冲过来，一直冲过来这样子。
And all I remember is that water kept running my direction.
那我下面没有底啊，因为我那时候还很小。
I was only a little boy. I couldn't feel my feet on the floor.
根本没有底啊。
My foot was not on the ground.
我掉下去的那一刹那，我就说主啊救我。
But as soon as I landed in water, I said, Lord, help me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我发现我们美国很少在讲这句话。
I discover in America we don't use this phrase much.
Hallelujah! 哎，奇怪，我发现水一直冲过来哦。
And I say Hallelujah, and I see that the water was gushing my direction.
我到今天都还不会游泳啊。
I'll tell you, I'm still not a swimmer today.
真的，到今天我还不会游泳。
I still cannot swim today.
我不会游泳。
I don't know how to swim.
那水又比到今天来讲，我现在终于知道那多深了，它比一个人还高了。
And well,
now, 我现在长大，我知道了嘛。
Now that I'm older, I realize that the water was deeper than an adult.
那我那时候这么小。
At that time, I was only a little boy.
还没读幼稚园呢。
I was not even in kindergarten yet.
我又没有到底。
And I couldn't touch the floor.
我又不会游泳。
I didn't know how to swim.
可是很奇妙哦。
But what's amazing is this.
你从上面看，就好像我站在水里面。
When you're looking from above, it was as if I was walking on water.
水那么大，你应该被冲走吧。
The water was gushing so quickly, I would have been swept away.
就算你说、哦、我不会，我会游泳，我会游泳，可是你还是会被水冲走吧。
Even if I knew how to swim, the force of the water would have pushed me downstream.
我根本不会游泳，我就站在那边。
But I did not know how to swim. I stood there firmly.
啊，我们那些姐姐哥哥就看傻眼了。
And my brothers and sisters were stunned.
那就问我说啊，怎么办
？They said, "What are we to do?"
他们就在那旁边讨论呐。
They had a little meeting and discussion on the shore.
我就说我又没有被冲走，你就把我拉起来就好啦。
I said, well, I am still here. Why don't you just pull me up?
他们就把我拉起来。
So they pulled me out of the water.
哇，如果那时候主耶稣没救我，今天就不站在这边了。
If the Lord didn't save me then, I would not be standing here now.
请问你用科学怎么解释？
Let me ask you, how do you explain that with science?
你说耶稣走海面不符合科学吗？
Of course, you said, Jesus walking on water is unscientific.
好，我想请你用科学解释为什么我会这样啊。
Let me ask you, how do you use science to explain what happened to me?
你用科学没有办法解释吗？
You cannot explain that.
你人又比那个水还要，你人就是太矮了，所以它你下面都是水。
The water was definitely much deeper than my height.
那时候是洪水来了，水又很急。
And at that time, the water was running very rapidly.
那你又不会被冲走，你就站在那边，那是直直站在那边。
How is it possible that a young child could stand firm in such a rapid?
为什么会这样？你解释给我听。
Can you try to explain that?
你没有办法解释。
There's no good explanation.
现在有太多科学没有办法解释的事情了。
There are still many things in this world today that cannot be explained by science.
到今天，我们还在发现每隔几个月，我们就发现一个新的东西；每隔几个月就发现一个新的东西。
Every few months, there will be new scientific discovery.
今天科学没有办法解释。
Today, science may not be able to explain.
不代表它不科学，而是我没有办法用现在的科学去证明而已。
But it doesn't mean these incidents or phenomena are not scientific. It just means that we haven't really discovered it.
圣经是一本非常有系统的书。
The Bible is a systematic book.
他所讲的东西是符合逻辑的。
And it's very logical.
甚至符合科学的印证。
In fact, it is very scientific.
甚至连现在科学有的都还没有办法印证。
In fact, science is still not able to explain everything in the Bible.
他已经超越今天的科学。
Because the wisdom surpasses today's knowledge.
那你说他没有科学。
So you cannot say it's unscientific.
除非说你真的很迷信科学。
Unless you're really superstitious about science,
一个谦卑的人都知道说科学还的能力还不足。
A humble person will acknowledge that science has its limitation.
你不可以说因为科学能力不足就说圣经不科学。
You can't say that just because science has its limitation, then the Bible is unscientific.
这是有问题的。
That is a problematic logic.
圣经不但是一个符合科学条件的书。
Not only is this Bible very scientific.
圣经里面的东所写的东西都可以印证的了。
In fact, you could prove everything that's written in the Bible.
而且圣经是一本预言书。
In fact, the Bible is also a prophecy book.
啊，圣经里面讲到很多的预言。
The Bible records many prophecies.
啊，要提醒当时的人。
The purpose to warn the people.
啊，以及对未来啊，对未来的人来做印证。
And is to show evidence for the people in the future.
那圣经里面所有的预言里面哦。
And of all the prophecies in the Bible,
现在只有一件事情还没有实现。
There's only one thing that is yet to come true.
剩下都实现了。
Everything else has already come true.
那我先举几个例子。
Let me give you some examples.
啊，以色列人哈，还没有住在埃及地的时候，神早就预言说他们会住在埃及地了。
Before the Israelites lived in the land of Egypt, God has already foretold that they would be.Living there.
我们看创世纪第十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
十三节。
Chapter 15 verse 13.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人。那地的人要苦待他们四百年，十四年。”十四节。
Verse 14.
并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚他们。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。这个是神的预言。
This is God's prophecy.
那时候亚伯拉罕连后裔都还没出来，他的孩子都还没出来嘞。
And that time, Abraham did not even have a child.
那时候以撒都还没生出来哦。
Isaac was not born yet.
所以那个时候神就预言说，你也会有子孙，而且你的子孙会住在一个国家，那个要住在那个国家还超那四百年。
But God at that point had already prophesied that he will have descendants and they will live in a stranger's land. for 400 years.
而且你们离开这个国家的时候，神会惩罚这个国家，你们会把这个国家财物带走。
And when you leave this country, God will judge them, and you will bring good out of that nation.
哦，那细节未免讲太多了吧？
That's a lot of details, wouldn't you say?
哇，想到这么多这么细节啊！
That's really detail.
那要真的实现，要不实现的话，那神就不是真的神了。
Well, this better come true, otherwise God wouldn't be a true God.
可是历史上告诉我们什么？
But what does the history tell us?
后来亚伯兰生以撒，以撒生雅各。
Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob.
雅各的孩子这个约瑟去跑去这个埃及当宰相。
Jacob's son Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt.
后来以色列人就搬到埃及去住。
So the Israelites moved to Egypt to dwell there.
我们看出埃及记。
Exodus.
第十二章,
chapter 12.
让经过好几百年的事情了。
So this is several years later. This book, let's read Exodus chapter 12.
第十二章,
chapter 12.
三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
以色列人照着摩西的话行，向埃及人要金器、银器、看衣裳。36节。
36.
耶和华叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，以致埃及人给他们所要的，他们就把埃及的财物夺去了。我们看40节。
Let's read verse 40.
以色列人住在埃及总共有430年，正满430年那一天，耶和华的军队从埃及地出来了。
And verse 41.
神对亚伯兰所说的预言实现了。
God's prophecy toward Abraham came true.
以色列人在埃及地住了四百年以上。
The Israelites lived.
这边是讲四百三十年。
Live in Egypt for over 400 years.
他们服侍他们那以色列人服侍那个时候的埃及国。
The Israelites served the Egyptians.
可是当他们离开的时候，他们夺了埃及的财富。
But when they departed from Egypt, they plundered the Egyptians.
你知道这差了很多年了。这差了很多年了。
There's many years between the prophecy and the realization.
你可以去算啊。
You can count them.
从亚伯拉罕生以撒。
From Abraham to Isaac.
以撒生雅各。
To Jacob.
亚瑟生约瑟。
To Joseph.
约瑟还要去那边当宰相。
Joseph becoming a prime minister.
后来他们全部都搬去。
Then they all moved there.
这已经超了多久？多少年了？
How long would that take?
他们又在那边做了四百多年。
And after that, they lived there for 400 some years.
超过五百多，在五百多年前，神就预言他们要去住哪里，他们以后会有什么结果，这早就写了。
So there's probably at least 500 years, and so God prophesied 500 years prior to the event what would happen to them.
后来就按照神所说的实现了。
And everything God prophesied came true.
哦，神不只对以色列人讲预言啊。
God did not only prophesy toward the Israelites.
神也对列国讲预言啊。
He also prophesied toward all nations.
所以曾经有一个王叫做尼布甲尼撒王。
So there was a king called Nebuchadnezzar.
神让他看到一个异象。
God God showed him a vision.
他看到一个像。
He saw an image.
头是金的。
The head was made of gold.
胸部是银的。
The chest silver.
肚子这边是铜的。
The torso bronze,
那腿是铁的。
Iron legs,
脚是那个半泥半腿的。
And the feet were
半泥半铁的。
Were mixed with clay and iron.
神说这个就是以后世界的走向。
And God says this is the history of the world.
神告诉尼布甲尼撒王说，金就是你，你就是金。
God said to Nebuchadnezzar, you are that golden head.
你就是巴比伦王国。
You are the Babylonian kingdom.
巴比伦王国下来就是波斯马代。
After that is the Persians.
这一块就是。
That represents the chest.
因为波斯马代是两个民族所共同组成的一个王国。
The Persian Empire was made of two ethnic groups.
后来是变成铜，铜就是希腊。
And after that, it's the bronze which represent the Greeks.
后来就铁。
Then the iron.
那个罗马帝国就是铁的帝国。
Which represent the Roman Empire.
他们为什么会赢？
Why do they win?
武器。
Because of their weapons.
他们是铁的。
They were made of iron.
后来变成半铁半泥。
And then eventually become half clay, half iron.
因为后来因为罗马帝国扩张，所以没有办法融合。
Because their empire expanded, they could not integrate the people.
所以后来有东西罗马帝国。
And that's why they were split into two nations.
这个在尼布甲尼撒王的时候，神已经告诉他们了。
This entire human history was already prophesied to Nebuchadnezzar.
圣经里面的预言太多了。
There are many, many other prophecies.
不是为小事预言，为世界的预言。
Both small things and big things in the world.
神是历史的主。
God is the Lord of the history.
他当然可以预言。
He of course could prophesy.
他没有时间空间限制。
He is not limited by space or time.
所以他在圣经里面早就预言了。
So that's why he prophesied in the Bible.
到了新约的时代。
When it comes to the New Testament time,
神也预言了。
God again prophesied.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音十四章
Gospel according to John chapter 14
十四章十十啊十六节
，verse 16。
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。我们看到这边就好。
And verse 17。
因为这个昨天我们有读过，我们就不再读。基本上啊，对不起。OK。圣灵还没有赐下来的时候，耶稣就说了：“我要赐给你们圣灵。”
Before the Holy Spirit descended, the Lord has already prophesied, "I will give you the Holy Spirit."
路加福音主耶稣讲就说，求的人就会得到。
Luke already said that he who asks shall receive.
不过求要情辞迫切的求。
But you have to ask importunately.
情辞迫切就是不怕害羞的求。
To ask earnestly means that you have no, you will not be ashamed.
这件事有没有成就？
Did this come true?
有啊。
Of course it did.
使徒行传就成就了。
It came true in the time of the Book of Acts.
他们就得到圣灵了。
They received the Holy Spirit.
好。那今天只有一个，现在只有一个大方向的这个最后的这个预言还没有成就。
So there is only one prophecy that is yet to come true in the Bible.
什么预言呢
？What is this prophecy?
我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to Second Peter,
第三章
，Chapter 3。
彼得后书第三章
，Second Peter Chapter 3，
第十节
，Verse 10。
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声，废去有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要被消灭了。第十一节
，verse 11，
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人当该怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。十二节
，12，
切切仰望神的日子来到，到那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都被烈火融化。第十三节
，13，
我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有一居。在其中，这个是一个末日的预言。
This is the prophecy of the last days.
当然，圣经里面对末日预言不止只有这边。
Of course, this is not the only last day prophecy.
不过，所有的指向都在那一点。
But everything point to one point.
不管在马太福音
，whether it's in recorded in Book of Mark，
帖撒罗尼迦前后书
，Matthew or the First and Second Thessalonians，
彼得后书启示录
，Second Peter and the Book of Revelation，
不管神借着谁的口讲的
，regardless of whose mouth it came out of，
它都会交叉在一点。
It all came into one intersecting point.
就是主耶稣要来。
That is Jesus will come again.
现在的科学家哈已经知道说，原来地球不会长久了。
Actually, the scientists today already know that the Earth will not exist forever.
这个在二三十年前讲这个哈，有点天方夜谭了。
About 20-30 years ago, if we were to talk about that, people would think you crazy.
什么？地球会消灭？
The earth will go away.
你们迷信耶稣的人才会这样讲、啊。
Only those people who are superstitious about Jesus.
什么地球消灭？太夸张。
What are you talking about? That's nonsense.
今天你会这样讲吗
？Would you believe that today?
今天连科学家都一直在讲啦。
Even the scientists are emphasizing this point.
大家要环保啊，地球要完蛋啊。
We must protect the earth.We have to be green. The earth will, or else will the earth will be destroyed.
今天不用传道讲，今天科学家来讲就够了。
The pastors don't even need to preach about that. The scientists will tell you so.
可是今天科学家不知道啊。
However, there's something the scientist does not know.
他们以为神要来消灭的只有地球啊。
They think that God is only here to destroy the earth.
神要消灭的是宇宙。
But God is here to destroy the entire universe.
所以现在我们一直在找类地球，有没有？
So the scientists are looking for another Earth.
他们说发现哇，类地球很多啊。
They said that there are many other planets that are suitable for living.
可是有用吗
is it going to do us any good?
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
天必有大响声回去。
There will be a great noise and the heaven will go away.
不是只有地球。
Not only the Earth.
圣经常说你纵使在天上筑巢，我把你抓下来。
The Bible says, even if you try to hide yourself in heaven, I will bring you down.
你要逃到哪里去?
Where would you hide from God?
你没有地方可以去。
There's nowhere to go.
这个是最后的预言。
This is the final prophecy.
圣经的预言既然全部都实现，只剩下这个还没实现。
If all the other prophecies in the Bible have already come true, except this one,
不可能这个不实现。
This one must also come true one day.
所以这个一定有一天会遇到。
One day this will be reality.
这也是为什么我们今天赶快好准备好我们自己。
This is the reason why we have to prepare ourselves today.
因为有一天有审判。
Because the judgment will come.
这个是真实的。
This is true.
不是一死白了啊。
death is not the end of everything.
如果一死百了，我这一生我就不要当传道。
If that's the case, I would not be a pastor.
我要去享受，我要当什么传道
？I would go and enjoy my life. Why would I be a pastor?
我又不是没有钱。
I have some money.
对不对？我要享受，我要想去阿拉斯加。
Maybe I would go to Alaska.
也是美国。
That's also part of your country, isn't it?
对不对？没有去过阿拉斯加，很想去看看。
I've never been there, but I'd love to go visit.
我本来想要当那个什么那个 yellow 什么。好像是哈，我以前在加拿大的时候，我很想到那边，可是一直都没有机会，就是了。
I've never visited Yellowstone National Park, but I'd love to visit one day.
反正啊，如果这一生就死了，就白了了，我应该去抢啊，抢多一点，那我赶快逃命，就然后我赶快去把它花完，反正死了就算了嘛，对不对？反正就这样啊。哎，强者恒强嘛，我只要够强，你怎样？反正只有一生而已啦，没有第二生啦。
If death is the end of everything, then survivalof the fittest, then I would go and rob the bank and spend the money because nothing's going to happen to me if I die.
可是很可惜哦，不是这样。
Unfortunately, that's not it.
有审判的。
There is a judgment.
圣经上所写的预言都会实现。
All the prophecies in the Bible will come true.
目前也只有这个还没有实现。
This is the only prophecy that hasn't come true.
不可能之前实现，只有这个不实现，不可能。
It will not be possible that all the other prophecies have come true except this one. That's not possible.
所有的证据都告诉我们有一位神。
All the evidence tells us that there is a God.
他写下他啊，感动人很感动很多人写下这本圣经。
He has inspired many people to write this book, the Bible.
他要告诉我们人应该怎么样生活。
And it tells us how to conduct ourselves in this world.
应该往哪个方向去
？And what direction we ought to go?
所以这本书可以让你得到永生嘛
？This Bible will give us eternal life.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章
，John chapter 5,
39节
，verse 39。
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。这个地方主耶稣讲得很清楚了。
Here Jesus talks about it very clearly.
你们查考圣经。
You study the Bible.
为什么要查考圣经
？Why?
因为你们以为内中有永生。
Because for in them you think you have eternal life.
没有错。
That's right.
这给我做见证的就是这个圣经。
And these words, this Bible, are my testimony.
这本圣经要见证真的有神。
This Bible will testify that there is God.
这本圣经要证明真的有耶稣。
This Bible will testify to you that there is Jesus.
这本圣经要证明信耶稣的人可以得到永生。
It will tell you for sure that Christians shall be saved.
在末日可以得到生命。
And in the last day, they will receive eternal life.
那是永远的平安。
Eternal peace
是每一个人一定要遇到的。
It's something everyone must encounter.
所以这个就是圣经。
This is what the Bible is.
所以今天我们一定要来查考圣经。
So we must study this Bible diligently.
这个可以让你更明白你的生命。
Because it will help you understand your life better.
各位亲爱的朋友
，My friends，
圣经不是一天两天就可以读明白的。
The Bible is not something you can understand overnight.
首先你要有圣灵。
First, you must have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵可以帮助你了解圣经。
The Holy Spirit will help you understand the Word.
纵使你还没有圣灵
，Even though you don't have the Holy Spirit yet，
你可以开始查考。
You can start studying now.
你不懂，你可以问。
If you don't understand, you could ask.
这里面有很多的内容。
There are many good content written here.
你读越多，你就越了解神。
The more you read it, the more you understand God.
你就知道该怎么做。
And you'll know what to do with yourself.
你才可以得到真正的平安和喜乐。
You'll receive true peace and joy.
好，唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
141首
，Number 141.